was the most experienced driver, but in a way he was a rookie man at Peugeot. How was it to be inside the team and to come inside the team?
Yeah, I mean, it's a different type of environment than what I'm used to in America. So it took a while to feel, I suppose, connected with the team. It's important to feel that. And after several tests, you know, you start to get to know people better. My teammates, I kind of knew them, but I didn't know them that well before this week we got together for this race. So there was a lot of people to meet, a lot of people's names to remember. And, once I started to feel, more comfortable, I then got a realization of where they go about, how they go about their racing. You know, where are their energies focused? Which was interesting. It's been a great experience.
Did you talk to your family already? I mean, your brothers and your father and
No, I've not yet to talk to them. But I did get an opportunity to listen to my brother talk on live on television on Speed Channel, which is in America, and they were talking to him about his victory and the possibility of me winning. That was about half an hour before the end of the race, so just to hear his voice. That's pretty cool.
I think that it's more important for Peugeot to have such a crew winning here with three nationalities. Have you been afraid once that the management tell you, oh, let win three French people?
No, I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, it's Peugeot, they want to win. And to win a race like this, the tactics have got to be so right, and you can't have two cars thrashing it out at the end of the race, trying to kill each other to win. That ain't going to achieve anything. So we all worked together, and we at the end of the day, Peugeot won Le Mans, which is exactly what they wanted to do.
1 hour before the end of the race, you looked so nervous and so concentrated. We talked about it 1 year just before the end. What was your sensation when it was really over?
I think for me, we were still not looking great at the end of the race, because if it stayed green, we perhaps may have had to do another stop, which then potentially could have put us behind car 8. And if that was the case, then that's how it would have stayed. But the yellow, I think, saved us, and it put us half a lap in front. And we knew that both cars needed to pit for fuel, so there was no threat then from the other team.
David, when you are winning this race at the moment, do you think about the great Jacques Brabham?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of history here for us as a family. My dad raced here with Stirling Moss, and really quite dangerous times, and my brother Jeffrey winning here in 93 for Peugeot. Now myself, it's this place has a special place for all of us.
That's great. I need to talk tech with you when you're
there. Yeah.
So you are very proud of all your family, the people before, and you are succeeding today, so I think you are very, very happy.
Yeah, very happy. Yeah, I mean, it's, my brother, we have a bit of internal rivalry, so the fact that he's won Le Mans and I haven't has been a pain in my backside for the last 16 years, so I'm glad I've got that one off my back.
David, we are very proud of you. We think that you are continuing this year with Peugeot with a success, and we will come to see you again when you will go out with Peugeot winning and catch all the win of this season. Okay, thank you very much, David.
Okay, thank you.